And I would like to welcome to the studio, we have Lisa Dufault of Value Promotions, of course. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for talking with us.
No problem at all. And then we have the reigning Mr. Valley, Nate Sawyer of Believe in Books in all kinds of organizations throughout the Valley.
I guess so, yeah.
Good morning. Busy guy. We appreciate you back, Nate. And, of course, welcome to Lisa. And you guys are here to talk about, speaking of Mr. Valley, the Mr. Valley 2019 pageant that's coming up at the end of next month. I guess it's going to be on the 31st now. We were talking just before we came on the air here that the event's been pushed back. For those of us who do not know about it, say we're completely new to the Valley, or perhaps we just haven't been able to see a fly or meet Nate yet.
Let's
talk about the Valley, Mr. Valley pageant, what it consists of and what it's all about.
Okay, so what the Valley Mister is each gentleman that participates represents one of the Valley Promotions member organizations. We have over 40 of those organizations, so there's lots of places that people can represent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to belong to that organization, but they do have to team up with the organization and learn about it and be able to present about it. Because it is a pageant. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
but the gentlemen go in, they do an interview with a panel of judges, and it's really about the organization that they're representing.
Okay.
That's the questions they are asked are about those organizations. They do a one-minute prepared speech when we open the show to the public, because it is a show. It's
sure.
for fun.
Yeah.
And then they do a runway walk, which is generally rather funny.
Right. I was going to say, there's got to be some kind of fun element, whether it be the runway show or I know there's not necessarily a talent, but
right.
all the guys kind of bring out all the stops
they
when it
do.
Comes to the runway part.
And
of
we
it.
Ask, yeah. you know, we let them pick the song that they want to do their walk to, so that can be lots of fun too.
Sure.
Depending on the type of organization. I know one of them did. It might have been one of the ladies, because we alternate this event. One year it's men, the next year it's women. So it goes back and forth, and they reign for 2 years when they win. But I know one of the animal places use the song "Who Let the Dogs Out." So you know, so
Fitting.
They take fun things like that, and it's a lot of fun. But it's great because you get to have that audience in front of you to talk about the organization you're representing. The winning organization, we give a $500 cash prize.
Excellent.
But in addition to that, we have 10% of the overall score is what we call their cash cans.
Okay.
And they create either cans they can put out, or many of them use crowdfunding sites now as well to raise money for their organization. And that is 10% of their score in the overall thing, but all of that money stays with the organization that raises it.
Wonderful.
The women last year, we had a great crop of women. We had 13 of them, and they raised, in addition to that $500 prize that we award, they raised over $7,000 for their various organizations.
Awesome. So,
yeah.
so it's a big fundraiser.
It really is.
Yeah, that's
a
excellent.
A collaborative fundraiser, too, which is...
Absolutely.
Essentially, it's basically a fundraiser for the organization that you're representing, but in addition, bringing to light all the organizations in the Valley, which is awesome.
Absolutely. Now, Nate, if there's somebody that, now that you've been through this, I've obviously come out a winner here. if there's somebody that's on the fence, I know there's a lot of gentlemen out there, maybe a little shy, maybe, or not exactly sure, what would your advice be to them?
Honestly, it's really, it's... People think it's like a pageant. And
yeah,
like
exactly.
You have to put on a show and all that jazz. It's really just talking about an organization that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And you're talking to someone for about 5 minutes on your whatever the organization should be. And then you're talking to a crowd, basically telling them how great the organization is. And then you get to wear nice clothes and walk and just,
and just
be
have
funny.
Fun.
Yeah.
yeah
and like,
fun.
And that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, truthfully, those are like the steps that you're doing in public. People are like, oh, I can't get up in public. It's like, it's really, if you can talk to a friend or a room full of small people, then that's fine. Like,
right.
It's great.
Exactly. And I'm sure when it comes to a competition, it's not really. I mean, it's a community event. Everybody's happy to see you. And,
yeah.
and no matter what you can say, people are all in.
It's true.
In. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And you make new friends, of course.
Now,
if there was somebody out there that maybe is not a member of an organization or is looking for an organization, say they're interested in representing, is that possible as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've got a list. They can contact me and I can, you know, try to pair them up with something that they're really interested in. Put them in touch with the right people. We have organizations looking for men to represent them.
Okay, very
yes,
cool. And
definitely.
How would they reach out to you? How's the best way?
The best way with me is probably email, just because I'm running around all the time, and that's Valley Promotions with an S at gmail.com.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool. And then go on to the website, for sure, I'm sure, for more info as well, which is valleypromotions.net.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Very good.
So good.
So that's pretty cool. So you represented, what organization did you represent?
I represented Believe in Books.
I assumed. I didn't want to assume, but yeah. I was leaning that way. I figured that as much. So that must have been pretty,
it was a great
organization to represent.
It really was. And I mean, for me too, I had just started working there. So like, for me, I was able to jump in and like get to promote what I work, like where I work and what I do. Mm-hmm. And I got to meet all the other organizations in the Valley. Like just got tastes of it throughout all the events that we do.
Right.
It's funny. We were talking before the break. There's always an event going on here in the Valley.
Always.
You guys know more than anyone. It's always something going on. And then the more you dig into it and the more that you do meet, you end up meeting other people in bigger mm-hmm. groups and smaller groups. And it's really remarkable what this Valley can offer you when it comes to nonprofits and more.
It really is great. Yeah. And I mean, and part of one of the benefits of being Mr. Mount Washington Valley was being able to go to all the other events from other places to represent and to just represent the organization, like Valley Promotions in general.
Yeah.
And you get to see so many different organizations that you never would have even considered going to or whatnot.
Right. I know just last week we were at the Cupcake Battle.
Right?
Yeah.
And you had a lot of fun stuffing cupcakes in your mouth
God,
and trying
so
them
sick.
All out. And
so sick.
But completely
but it was
worth
so
it.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
completely
man.
Worth
I
it.
I ate every cupcake.
So that is a part of it, Lisa. If you are Mr. Valley, as long as it works for your schedule, you can actually go to some of the events.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't have anything that's carved in stone,
right?
But we love to have Mr. and Ms. out
yes.
in the Valley mm-hmm. attending events and just making people aware of the nonprofit community. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's overall our goal is to promote the nonprofit. So to have them out, those shiny crowns catch people's attention.
Yeah, I bet.
They really do.
Yeah. And it's for 17 and up, right? That is
18.
The age range. 18 and up.
18.
Okay, 18
have
and
to
up.
Be adults.
Is that something that would, because I was thinking maybe for, they have to be adults, but that would be something for a resume. That'd be a nice thing for a resume when it's talking about community efforts and all of that.
Absolutely.
So definitely something that can build up that resume and just give you some experience of, like Nate said, a little public speaking, a little bit of crowd interaction.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a lot of fun. So that is the 2019 Mr. Valley pageant. Should be really cool. You guys should check out more information at valleypromotions.net. Any final takeaway that we should take from this, Lisa?
Just we need to get men signed up as soon as possible because we have paperwork. We have the program to put together.
And some fundraising to do.
They need to get their cash cans out there and create their crowdfunding sites or whatever so that they can jump right in and have that going.
Wonderful. So if you guys are interested, and of course, all you ladies out there listening, you make sure you push those men towards it. Sometimes we need that little little nudge into the right direction. But again, you can contact Lisa. That's valleypromotions@gmail.com if you need more info on that, and go to valleypromotions.net. And the big event will be on March 31st over at Theater in the Wood. That's exciting. What a great venue, of course. Nate knows it well.
Yeah. People can get tickets, or they don't even need tickets. They pay at the door, and that goes into the prize money and stuff, too. So
it's a little bit of a spectator event as well.
It's great. Ugh.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. We'll make sure to check it out. And, of course, we'll post up all the info as well on conwaymagic.com. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.